Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right,
yo, yo, yo,
coming to you live from Philly. It's the number one rated Paulie and Tony Fusco show.
Yo, yo, yo.
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco. And Tony,
yo,
great show last week, except for our terrible guest Doug Gottlieb,
who clearly
does not know how to count. Now, you know, we told our partners at Fox Sports Radio no guest this week, but they insisted on promoting another one of their talent. This guy, Total Clown, who holds the all-time record for most times getting kicked off this show. You'll know him as Jason McIntyre. And we just heard his Jalen Hurts take. And it's so bad, you can go ahead and lock in that he's going to break his own record for times getting tossed, Tony.
Yeah, we're about to make history on this show.
Yeah. Anyway, before we get into all that, here's what's coming up. We're going to tell you why the latest MVP odds show that the Vegas odds makers have no clue what they're doing. We're also going to defend Eagles legend LeSean McCoy, who is in hot water for calling Dak Prescott, quote, ass, and is now in a media firestorm. We're gonna set the record straight on that.
Yeah, what's the problem?
And also, we're going to tell you why Sports Illustrated made the absolute dumbest choice by selecting their Sportsman of the Year. And this, Tony, seems like it could be the final dagger for the magazine industry.
Yeah, it is. They're done.
Yeah, well, our industry, on the other hand, which involves no reading or writing, so you could just sit back and enjoy the show. You know, our ratings have been so huge that these companies, they just keep throwing money at us for reads. You know, we're making Super Bowl ads look cheap over here. So, you know, that's why right now we're going to do an ad read for our good friends at Untuck It. Do you tuck your shirt in? What are you, a nerd or something?
Yeah. Do you want everyone to hate you before they even meet you?
Visit untuckit.com and use the promo code PaulieandTony number one show to get 0.4% off your first order of $500 or more. Untuck it, because only douchebags tuck in their shirts. All right, well, now that we got that business out of the way, a lot to get to, Tony, so let's get right into our top story.
Top story.
All right, obviously our top story, all the hubbub surrounding the injury suffered by Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts against the Bears, you know, a sprain to his throwing shoulder, even though the man doesn't need to throw the ball to be great, unlike all the other hacks in this league.
Yeah, you know, like Tom Brady.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, so many people have dumb takes on this story, but the dumbest has to be coming from the so-called experts in Vegas who lowered the MVP odds for Ertz and raised them for
Incredible.
Patrick Mahomes, making him now the MVP favorite. And, you know, Tony, this makes absolutely no sense to me. You know, the award MVP should go to the player who does the most to help his team. Well, this man, Jalen Hurts, he sacrificed a body part in an essentially useless game against the Bears and even stayed in the game. Isn't that right there the definition of MVP?
Of course. When you think about it, shouldn't the MVP go to the quarterback who has suffered the most injuries? People get hung up on stats like touchdowns and wins. But when I cast my vote for MVP, I look at more important stats like DVs, doctor visits, TS, total surgeries, and BPS, body parts sacrificed. And that's why on my current ballot, I have Jalen Hurts at number one, Justin Fields at number two, Jimmy G at number three, and Patrick Mahomes way down the list at number 29.
Great analysis, Tony. And you know, we have a name for players in this league who do not get injured. Kickers. And
exactly.
If a quarterback does not get injured, well, that says that either A, he has it too easy, or two, he's just not playing hard enough. Isn't that right, Tony?
Yeah. If not getting injured is the criteria for MVP, then the league owes David Akers like six MVP awards.
Great point, Tony. And you know, another thing we keep hearing about Hurts, another knock on him, including from the clown guest we unfortunately have coming on the show today. These idiots keep saying that the Eagles are giving Hurts too many carries. That's ridiculous, Tony, right?
Of course it's ridiculous. Don't they realize the quarterback literally carries the ball on every play? How hard is that to understand?
Beats me, Tony. Anyway, let's move on to some controversy surrounding a former Eagle, two-time Super Bowl champ turned FS1 analyst LeSean McCoy. He's in a media firestorm for his comments on the show Speak for the word he used to describe Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott. Let's go play that clip right now.
First of all, Dak is ass, right? Can I say on TV? Because he is ass.
You can say whatever you want on TV.
Okay, that's one thing. You keep talking about these numbers.
Yeah.
When you watch
they matter.
This, when you okay, they matter. When you watch the game with your eyes, the same eyes that you have, I have two eyes too. I watched the same game. He looked trash.
All right, well, there you go. You know,
nothing wrong with that.
Right, nothing wrong at all. But you know, you got people out there up in arms are saying inappropriate, unfit for broadcast television. But Tony, those people are on the wrong side of the argument, aren't they?
Absolutely. You know, this is what's so broken about our country. When did we stop listening to each other?
Yep.
When did we stop trying to see things from another person's perspective? I think we should listen to what LeSean McCoy is saying here. He has unique perspective here because he's played behind so many non-ass QBs.
Yep.
Donovan McNabb, Super Bowl champion Nick Foles, Vince Young, also a national champion. LeSean McCoy has a lot of experience and ergo wisdom. So if he says Dak Prescott is ass, I think we need to listen.
Such terrific perspective by you, Tony. And you know, might I add, LeSean McCoy, when he was in Buffalo, he spent several seasons behind Buffalo Bills quarterback Nathan Peterman, who is widely considered the most ass quarterback of all time.
True.
And, you know, he had a career passer rating of negative 13.3%. He was terrible.
Yep.
So, you know, if anyone can spot an ass quarterback, it's LeSean McCoy. So clearly we should trust his judgment here, of course.
Absolutely.
Anyway, there we go. Anyway, story that just broke coming on right here. The Colts have announced that Nick Foles will be starting this week against the Chargers on Monday Night Football.
And, finally.
You know, we've been supporters this whole time of Jeff Saturday, you know, straight from the get-go, unlike the other fools in the media. And this just further proves that we were 100% right all along, doesn't it, Tony?
100%. This shows that Jeff Saturday understands how to evaluate quarterbacks. It's so simple. All you have to do is look at a quarterback and ask yourself if they've won a Super Bowl. Matt Ryan? No. Sam Ellinger, whatever? No. Nick Foles? Yes. See how easy that was? Done.
So clear and simple, Tony. And let's just move to last story here. Finally, Sports Illustrated just announced their Sportsman of the Year. And there are two big surprises here. First, the fact that Sports Illustrated is still in business. And two, that of all the people they could have chose, they went with Steph Curry. Now, correct me if I'm wrong here, Tony.
Unbelievable.
But aren't you supposed to give the award to a person who helped their sport? You know, Steph Curry ruined the NBA. It's now unwatchable. You know,
exactly.
Which I guess is why Sports Illustrated gave him the award, because nobody consumes their content either. But that's just the first problem here, isn't it?
Yeah. Also, Steph Curry's injured. So basically, people won't give an MVP to Jalen Hurts, but they'll give Sportsman of the Entire Year to an injured Steph Curry? And has anyone looked at the standings? The Warriors are basically in last place right now. Isn't this an award for this year?
Well, you know, the only explanation, maybe it's the magazine business, Tony. You know, it's slow.
True.
They probably wrote this article back in August, and it just got mailed to us now.
Well, I, like most people, found it very confusing. I feel the same way watching the Academy Awards, too. They're supposed to be handing out awards for movies that came out this year, but all the movies they talk about came out last year. How is this Best Picture of the Year when it came out 16 months ago? Makes no sense.
Just terrific points all around, Tony. And, you know, I'd love to go into more about that. But I see our guest, unfortunately, coming on the line here. So let's bring him on the Fusco Satellite Network.
Fusco Satellite Network.
All right, let's bring in this guy. Holds the all-time record for getting his ass kicked off this show because he's just terrible. Don't really want him here, but, you know, whatever. We're in it now. All right. He hosts the podcast Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on Fox Sports Radio. But what we want to get into here quick, he's also now the sidekick on the Herd with Colin Cowherd.
Wow.
You know, Jason, I got to ask you, you know, we're kind of confused by your career decision here. You know, you were trying to be a host. Then you accepted a sidekick job. You know, was this your admission that you lack the ability and star power to carry your own show?
Yeah. Can you open up about that?
Absolutely not. I think this, you know, these decisions we make in life at the moment that you're presented with the options, you got to pick what you got, right? So I had these two options. It was basically a win-win for me. Heads I win,
sounds
tails
like a ringing
lose.
Endorsement.
Win-win. Lose-lose.
Wow, terrific.
Yeah.
I call Fox PR and ask them to write something better for you next time.
Yeah.
All right. Let's just move on here. All right. Look. Jalen Hurts, you know, you were saying on the podcast you have the other day, and by the way, I didn't listen to the podcast. Someone told me about it. I don't want you to think I actually waste my time.
Yeah, we would never.
To your podcast. But you said the Eagles should be concerned with giving Jalen Hurts too many carries. You know, I don't know if you know anything about football, but you realize the quarterback carries the ball on every play. What kind of point were you trying to make there?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. Your franchise quarterback carrying the ball 17 times against the Bears, getting his brains beat in. Then he gets his shoulders smashed into the ground. And now we don't know when he's back. The coach might be playing coy. You guys think he's coming back in 2 weeks from a shoulder injury? Did you see the video?
Nick Sirianni the other day said
he said
could
he might
be
play
back
this
Saturday.
Week. Yeah,
he could be back Sunday.
He could be ready Saturday.
Total failure here by Herdline News.
I would be surprised if he plays the rest of the regular season. You know how I'm telling you this? Because Patrick Mahomes is the new favorite to win the MVP.
Oh, get out of here with Mahomes.
Yeah, I know you guys have great information, but you know who has better information than you? The big five-figure, six-figure gamblers who have made Mahomes now the favorite to win the MVP.
Yeah,
I'm sorry to break it.
Yeah, right.
You
know what a trap is? That's a trap.
They're as dumb as you are, and I'm going to tell you why, Jason. There you go.
Exactly.
You know, what you think about what defines an MVP. Giving it all for his team, right? Leaving nothing behind.
That's right.
I'm talking
him,
here. You know, go back into sidekick mode, which you're used to being in. Be in sidekick mode, okay?
Hold on. Yeah, exactly.
So imagine I'm Colin just talking and you have to sit there and just listen.
And just nod.
Minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, look, MVP. Shouldn't a quarterback, you know, he's giving it all for his team. So shouldn't we give an MVP to the quarterback who suffered the most injuries? Doesn't that show how much he sacrificed for his team? Come on.
Now, I know you graduated high school, but let's be real. MVP, most valuable player. It has nothing to do with putting their life on the line for the team. The most valuable player had been Hurts. If he's going to miss the final three games, it's Mahomes. Guys, this is not rocket science. Come on.
We're talking football, not rocket science.
You're turning this into a space TV.
Yeah.
You know, Patrick Mahomes, he gets injured too. And you want to know why? Because he's running back and
forth. Patrick Mahomes could run 50 yards every play. You don't have a problem because it's side to side. But when someone runs north and south, then it's an issue?
It's a major issue. I feel bad for Hurts, man. He's putting his body on the line.
You're a major issue.
And they're probably, unless Gardner Minshew, do you have faith in him?
Yeah. First of all, we've seen a backup quarterback win a Super Bowl in the
Eagles. Yeah. You ever heard of Nick Foles?
I have not. Who's that?
Excuse me?
He's trying to set the record, Paulie.
Can we just talk about the Jets now because they're good and the Eagles are kind of played out?
You want to tell us that the Jets are a good team and you're coming here to lecture us about the Eagles? Well, guess what? On a first-class trip out of this f***ing show.
Yeah,
exactly.
You're off the show.
You take the conversation in a billion circles.
Goodbye. Turn on the afterburners.
You're getting yourself sidekicked out of here.
Off the show.
Get out.
Full Scope Satellite Network.
Is he off the line?
Jay, hang up the phone.
You'll never again. Never again we're having him on. He's the worst.
Yeah, I'm McIntyred of having him on this show.
Well, that was a good one, Tony, and a great way to bring it around. You know, because it was a terrific show.
It was.
We do want to thank good friends at Untuck It.
Oh, no.
If it's a guy who definitely tucks in his shirt. Producer Jay, what?
Corrections.
What?
Yeah,
well, what?
Look, number one, you said Patrick Mahomes is the 29th best QB in the league.
Yeah.
No, you do realize he's leading the NFL in passing yards, touchdowns, and QBR. So he should be number one.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're number two, if you catch my drift.
Yeah, I'm going to be leading you to a dumpster after the show. Now,
good
that's
one,
it.
Good one, Tony. There you go. Yeah. Oh,
hey, and that's it. We're done.
Second.
What?
You said Nathan Peterman has a career passer rating of -13.3.
Yeah, he's terrible.
Yeah.
It's statistically impossible to have a negative passer rating. The lowest you can have is 0.0.
Oh, yeah? Well, it's also statistically impossible to measure how much I want to kill you.
I'm very familiar with the number 0.0. It's also the number of matches you have on Tinder. Yeah.
Great
Got
one,
him,
Tony.
Paulie.
No, the last one.
What? What?
You said Steph Curry won SI's Sportsman of the Year.
Yeah. Oh, terrible decision by
Horrible.
Them.
Horrible.
It's not Sportsman of the Year. It's Sportsperson of the Year.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're Sports Douchebag of the Year.
Yeah, I'm going to call Sports Illustrated and cancel my subscription to you.
Yeah, good one, Tony.
Look at
Great
him
one,
all sad.
Tony.
He said,
yeah, look at
Paulie.
Him sad.
He
yeah.
said again,
He wants
Paulie.
To go read magazines. Let him go do that. In the meantime, we got big news. No show next week because it's in our contract. We don't work holidays. So,
nope.
You know, have a happy holiday. Merry Christmas, whatever you celebrate.
Then, but get caught up.
Hey, remember to follow us on all our many platforms, which are just taking off. TikTok, YouTube, all those. And Tony, great job as always.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go. We'll see you people in a couple weeks.
See ya.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee.
visit RightRug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.